Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom has just arrived, and he has some very important things to share with you. God has unsealed some new truths that maybe you've never heard of before, and it's in Matthew chapter 25. Father, thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a powerful way and anointing him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father in heaven, I thank you for this wonderful, this most glorious, this most beautiful day, for surely this is your day. And I rejoice. I'm glad that you've given this revelation. What's taken place for months I've been seeking and I could not understand why things are. But you showed it very special this day. And I know it's the answer. It's why the Pentecostals are having troubles. Father, just pray that you'd move your people in a mighty way. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your saving power. I thank you for the saving power from heaven. I thank that you freed us, kept us in your palm of your mighty hand, and you will not withhold no good things from them that walk upright before you. I pray that you'd bless this day, inspire your people, and I pray this day that maybe you'll do the speaking. Lord, I don't really know what to say as I should. Maybe you'll just take over, and if you do, I just welcome it right now, and I'll just be a vessel there that you can speak to me, and my voice, maybe you'll use it. That's okay with me, Father. And Father, I just pray that you'd bless this day. Father, in Jesus' wonderful name, amen. I truly believe that we're living in a time when a lot of questions haven't been answered, especially through the Pentecostal realm. Because what I've seen, I don't know where you are, but where I am, I've not seen any power at all in the Pentecostal churches. I'm sad to say there is none. Very little. Scary little. They don't have nothing to scare a bat off a buzzard. They have no power. It's scary because this last hour we're supposed to be full of God's power. We're supposed to be waiting upon Him. We're rejoicing in Him. But the Lord this morning starts speaking my heart very vividly and very special when I was at the gym. And I learned just about 3 days ago why I had through this throat and all these things. I might as well tell you that in a little bit. But you hang on to what we were given today, because God's going to move and get a foundation of what's going on. And you can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You're no longer being bondage by the visitation of the unrighteous. Hakabashila, you'll have the glory of God. Is that joy and speaking full of glory? But something's been happening in the Pentecostal realm. I've seen Pentecost. The people, they're so unhappy. It takes 20 years for them to even get the news that they're so unhappy. It's way, way back there. It's in debt. They've lost their first love. They've got to get their wife to help them pray, see if they're to go someplace for a meeting. Now, I know that's sure not scripture, because the 12th chapter of Luke says the Holy Ghost will speak to you and she'll give you all truth. How come she's able? He is able. Why do we say something when it isn't? Because we're telling untruths. We're speaking lies. And God doesn't love it. Our lies are cheating on the Word of God. That's why we have foul spirits. That's why we got lying spirits. Because we're speaking untruths ourselves. And we're claiming it's right. It's not right. There's no unction there to perform. There's nothing. Because you've lost the way. You're not where you should be this day. You should be full of God's anointing. A few years back, I'm going to go back and start sort of way back, because this morning the Lord had me start way back to 31 years ago. I wanted to go to a men's camp. And boy, I just wanted to go to that men's camp because God was doing something wonderful in my heart. And I just loved the word, move of the Spirit. And I knew that our church had no move of the Spirit. And I heard that this men's camp had a move of the Spirit. And I wanted to go there. I wanted to go where God was. I didn't want to be around these people that play church. I wanted to really see God. And the first thing I seen in that men's camp that night, blind man couldn't see his vision. And God healed him. How come he seen him? That was right there. And I said, boy, this is wonderful. I was working on a D6 back in 1977, and the center stud and the head, they had a half-inch studs that went through the head bolts, and I pulled the center stud out. And I thought, my goodness, how could I do such a thing like that? But I did it, so And then I did another bad thing. I had a tap that I had welded the extension on it, and taps, material for taps, even down to the driving part is very hard. And it's not malleable with, like, a lower grade bolt. So I did a no-no by welding it, because I was a good welder. And I thought, well, I can weld it. And I welded me a good bead on it. Boy, I just run that tap down there, and I just come one about the next time I buzzed out, it broke off. Oh, my goodness. And my heart sunk, because there's no way getting that tap out about 4 inches down below the surface of the block. Close to it, but long ways down there. And a short tap, and it was bound in there close to where the thread part was, where the head steps up the little square. And I was still in despair. I said, Lord, why could I do such a stupid thing? Why am I so, Lord, I get mixed up. I just love you so much. And God was doing so much for me. And God had given me some talents. And I believe that God has given the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, those that want to move in the gifts, He's given you talents. And those talents should grow. Because when you don't let them grow, you're burying it. You've got to keep it alive. You know, God showed me something today about hair. If it gets ingrown in your arm, you've got to literally get that hair up to where it can stick its head up and get out of there, where you pull out tweezers. And that's the way it is spiritually. When we start messing up, we bury our talent. We're like that hair that's just laying down there. Now, you might say this is ugly, no, but it's a really great truth in it. Pretty soon, after a while, that hair maybe even get infected. You may have to go to a doctor and get it lanced. You might even have to go and have, if it goes long enough and get something wrong with it, you might have to have it cut out because there might be some matter around it that's not good. Just because of the ingrown of the hair. You follow me where I'm at? And that's the way it is in the Spirit of God. We need to realize we don't bury our talents. Because God chose it just as me, has that old ugly hair. You got to get that hair back out. And when we bury it, it's buried. So you've lost what God gave you to be a offering to Him. So here God gives you an offering. He says, I bring you this offering, and I know it's going to give it to you, and it's just a little offering now. But as you start exercising yourself in me, I'm going to teach you and show you great things where you're just down here as like a little caterpillar right now. But very soon I'm going to have you as a butterfly. I'll come a sheet of the glory of God. I'm going to let you expire through the glory and you'll be above the flowers. You're going to be floating around up there. And that's what God's trying to do with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right, that's far enough to go. I'll go back to my engine now. I said, Lord, what shall I do? And the Lord spoke to me I never will forget this. This is 31 years ago. He says, go get you a half inch deep socket, 3 inch drive, and take it down in that hole from the top. There's only about a half inch hole down through it. It wasn't even that big because there was threads. So it's not less than that. It'd be 7/16 maybe, which is a small hole. And the Lord says, I want you to take that tap, stick it in there. And He says, now I want you to take a hammer and drive that down on top of that. And I said, Lord, oh, I'm sorry. You can't do this. This won't go work. You know what the Lord told me right then? He says, you want to stop? Just stop. Everything's over. Everything's over. That's what I want to tell you, all of you over there, all the world today. When you think about burying that talent, it's all over. Because God's giving you that talent for a reason. He's not giving you a talent just to sit out here and let it float down to the wherever it wants to go. It's yours. He's given you a blessing. He's given you a direction for heaven. And I was thinking this day so vividly because I listened to God. When God said what He did, I says, no, I have no way but to accept you, Lord, whatever thy way is. Forgive me. How come forgive me for any wrong thinking? The Lord says, okay. Next step is, you've driven that down as far as it can go, and I let you stop. Now you go start your little Lincoln Arc Rover up. You put your ground exactly on that block where you're supposed to have it. And I want you to take your LH70 rod, go down through this half-inch hole. Don't know where to go. And I argued, I said, Lord, what happened? He said, it's not going to happen. You can't get that out of your mind. I had to actually cleanse my mind from all evil thoughts. I didn't have the pleasure of thinking what was going to happen. No, it's not going to be. I have to have a mind of knowing. And that's what we need here today, a mind of knowing. We don't need have the luxury of wondering. We don't have the luxury of being moved by the natural world, because you're not a natural world. You're moving in the supernatural power from heaven. Now man has nothing, the Spirit of God drops the realm that there's not many people walking it. That's correct. But it's not God's fault. And God's the same yesterday, forever. He never changes. We changed, and we changed radically in about 50 years ago. Sad to say, it was terrible. Here come a sheet of what the old Pentecostals were doing in the 1900s. They were jumped over in their grave knowing what took place in about 1950 or 60. There are some places that said, God is dead. God's not dead. God's alive. He's well. His gifts are without repentance. That means when God gives you that gift, it's for yours to the day that you stand before Him in that day. And out there today, if you have a gift, this day you go out, take it out from where it's buried, and you get that gift back today, and you call upon God and search for Him until God reestablishes you in a right place. For when you stand before Him in that day, you don't have to say, I buried the gift, Father. God will give you this day a determination to go out and use it wisely in this last hour for His direction. But many of His people have squandered the birthright. They've taken that birthday from heaven. That Jesus made it possible that we would receive power after the Holy Ghost upon us. And we would have witness. We'd have the Spirit of God. We had to be alive unto God, but dead unto sin. So I cranked that Lincoln welder up. By God's Spirit, whatever our feet put, that's where I set it. I said, Lord, I don't even want to look. I remember that. I said, I'm just going down. And I went down. I said, I'm going to wait for you to tell me when to stop. And when I went down, I heard that welder speed right up and the word stopped up. I pulled it out. And I looked down that hole with a flashlight. How come a sheet of a... And that's welded perfectly. I had a tap in my vehicle this day. God resurrected it. And God can do this unsearchable, beyond the thing that's beyond any man's intellect, beyond any of their own power, their own frequency, their own callings. But I learned about the Holy Ghost. And that was my first talent. And God gave me that first talent. And now God's given me many talents. And it's not me, but it's the Spirit of God. Now I did some foolish things, but God, because I didn't bury that talent still grew, even though I was off kilter at times. There was times when I wasn't always true, but God made it work anyway. God is not slack concerning our promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering elsewhere, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God realizes He made us out of clay. He made us out of this dirt that we live in. He realizes that we can make mistakes. But here this day, hear me, if you made a mistake, don't let it deter you this afternoon. Let God come down in you and review you a blessing that you'll have forever. This is where the church is at. They're burying their talents. We need to go out this day and bury our talent. Let the Spirit of God be alive and real in your church. Let there be fellowship. Let there be anointing by the Spirit of God. And the Lord was showing me this morning. So I got that tap out. It came right out when the Lord told me how to get it out, and I screwed it right out. And I had the tap today. And I thought it was lost. But somehow, after my wife passed away, I found it. And I saved it. And that tap had a reason for this morning. Because it brought me back to where I should be. And I thought about that. And God this morning also brought me back in around October this year. When my brother kept telling me about this lady. She was in great troubles. Her name was Janine. And God had a plan for her. And I think there's a lot of things against her. A lot of things. And there may be a lot of things against you, but there's no obstacle that you face that's too big for your Father. For Jesus, that one that goes with you, the Spirit of God that's in you. Hakamashita, He's in you. He's part of it. Don't worry. No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh in that dwelling. Only when thine eyes shall behold and see the world and wicked, he'll give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways, and they will bear thee up in their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot a stone. What a promise! God will not lead you. He is there to shelter you, to protect you. And as my brother is in this room with me right now, he started telling me about this lady, and I wasn't really too eager to, I'm just saying how I felt. I wasn't too eager to really to even, because I didn't like what I heard, you know, she was in trouble. And I said, Lord, that's, you know, there's got to be somebody around there close where she is. And she'd been talking to my brother, Clint, and they can get the things together. But someplace in October, God starts speaking my heart at the gym. Now, I'm coming to the gym, and this fits into what I have this day, too. We got to keep working out our salvation with fear and heavy. We cannot quit. See, if I quit, I'll probably not be able to walk very long. And God gave me that stroke. I know He gave it to me. It was for a reason. Because it'll be a testimony for Him. So, I got to put all I have that I have to keep on walking. And I couldn't give this message out to you unless God made me live it also. And the message is, as you are as a Christian, you've got to give it all you have in Jesus if you want to expect to make heaven. If you expect to make that escape that's going to be very soon coming the picture that when Jesus cries out and that trumpet blows, you're going to be gone. Because those that are here upon planet Earth, they're not going to have no more joy. They're not going to have no more peace. Daniel says a day of troubles has never been. A day of heartaches, of things. Great problems are coming forth. It's been coming up to pass very soon. We need to be ready for exit. Exit is now. Exit is soon. Exit isn't in the power of God. We need to walk in His holiness. We should walk in His liberty. Walk in His counsel. Walk in His blessing. We might fulfill the Word of God in alive and real in our hearts and life, that we might expose darkness and bring forth light to those who need release. Those who need saved. God still has a plan for all men. But it come through the moving of His mighty Spirit. Now backing up to that tap, there's no other way that I can describe it. It was only a move of the Spirit. And that's why I try to tell people, it takes the move of the Spirit. I was just a person. He could have done any one of you the same way. But because I yielded not to what I thought, I didn't look at the things that are seen, but I looked for the things which are not seen. But the things which are seen were temporal. The things that I seen a great judgment upon me. I seen me losing my job. I seen me might be not having a wife no longer. I'm serious. All these things flashed before my mind. But that's when God told me to straighten up and remove that all from me. So I had to remove all that matter that was in my mind. And I would keep it in perfect peace as mine stayed on me because I trust me. So I had that peace of all understanding that the joy of the Lord was my strength. And I knew that He was going to do a great work if I could have faith in Him to do it. And it would be accomplished in His name. When I got that tap out, the Lord is so wonderful. The Lord says, it's real easy. You can go down to the machine shop right now. You don't have to worry no longer about breaking off a tap. So I'm going to let you go to a 3/4 piece that screws in the block itself, and you run it down about a 1/4 inch below the surface, so it's going to be nothing up there, no stress or nothing else. It's got a long, and that 3/4 bolt was about twice as much or more than tensile power than that 3/2 inch. And take the machine shop, and just take a lathe and dress that hole, that 5/8 stud down to 1/2 inch. Reharden the tap of the stud afterwards where it's not tall and put some temper in it and stick it in there. It'll be better than it ever was. I screwed that in there in 5 minutes and it was gone. I couldn't even went down and did anything that other hole. God, let me do it in just a minute. You know, it took me about 20 minutes. The machine shop, the guy said, yeah, that's easy. I'll just run in there right now. No problem. And I know that engine's still running. This is 30 years ago. God is in the really saving business. God wanted me to look good. God wants you to look good. God wants you to start walking in His power. And don't want you to bury your talent no longer because God has a ministry for you. He's got a calling for you. He's got a way for you. But we're going to get back to Janine in a minute. I was in the gym there last October, I believe it was when. And I told my brother, I said, the 28th of October, there's going to be something's going to happen. And I was in that gym. God's were so wonderful. The Lord started showing me this picture. Only God can do these wonderful things. In this picture, I see myself about 50 miles from here, south of here, at Walmart. And they got a big parking lot and a pretty good-sized facilities. But God, in this, what I see on our treadmill or something in the gym there. And anyway, I was working away, and my mind just, I was just working still, and I was just, my mind had went into heaven. Even though I was in this world, my visitation was in this world at that time. And I could see myself down there, this 57 miles. Here I'm in a gym setting, right here, and people all around, I mean, commotion, and a gym machine, boom, 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 you know, treadmills going, bicycles going like this, and that's all this stuff going on, people yelling at one another. Didn't bother me a bit. So I was in the spirit. Didn't bother me a bit. See, you don't have to worry where you are. Papa Shitanam, God will touch you. How about she? He come down. That's what the Spirit's all about. See, people haven't been taught. They haven't learned to walk in the Spirit. So they start yielding. You have to yield to what happens. So I started yielding. I seen myself on that parking lot at Walmart. I seen this girl. I'd never seen her before. But I seen her as I prayed for her, that God slayed her in the Spirit just out by the light. And so I knew then by that, that I had to be in a place of a good spot in Walmart, because I would probably be jailed, and God didn't want me to be jailed for praying for someone, and this person fallen out. They'd have called the cops, and I'd had, if I was in the right settings, but God had this all figured out. So my brother that was, I went down with, his wife went because we wanted everything. She thought it'd be, which was right. This was God again moved. He moved on her heart and my brother's heart because she was going to be there because this was a lady, and that was why it should be. We don't do nothing of ourselves. And we need a lady in a situation like this was. You don't do these things on your flesh. I don't care who you are. You're not Superman. God says, take a woman with you. Be careful what you do. Because the devil's out there as a roaring lion. He's trying to ruin you. God's got to remove all those things of what comes from the natural mind. See, this natural mind up here stores up a lot of things. It stores up memories. It stores up a lot of past occasions and times when you feel like that you've cheated and you've lied and you've all these things. And at times, when the enemy comes, he'll even bring them up to your memory to pull you down and to let you be discouraged, let you know that you're not, but you need to remove that. God wants to renew in you and put in a new mind within you. Renew and give you a new mind. You might have the mind of Christ. Might be lift up the wonderful name of Jesus. So I told my brother, I said, well, you tell her. I think that was us. It was whatever time the Lord said we. And sure enough, we was there. She was our waiting. So my brother drove by her and seen her and tied her to follow us back. We got to a place where we parked our vehicles. I mean, it made a perfect blinds. No one could see what was going on. Now, we could, but it's just the way those vehicles parked. I looked over, couldn't see nobody. So that means there's nobody could see us. I didn't even think about it. I remember that act and threw it. You know, when the first thing when I started praying for her, she went out like a light, like God showed me. She got up a few minutes again. She went out light again. God did this a couple times. Then we prayed for her. Now, natural man might think this is foolish. You know, and they said, there's nothing going to happen. You know, you're just going to, you know, you're just making things a little bit worse. And you're just, but God, when he moves in you, you do it exactly as God wills. And that's moving the Spirit. You're not doing what you think. You're doing what he thinks. And you've got that freedom that's in you is the glory. You're having a different You're hearing a different drummer. You're not hearing the drummer of this world no longer. You're hearing from heaven. You're hearing from the God of Abraham. You're hearing from the God of Isaac. Jacob, Okamashita, you're hearing from heaven. You're hearing for that greater is he who's in you. He's in the world. We prayed for that girl. Something really happened. But you know, then about a month later, the Lord says to get her up to our town and go take her to a meeting that we had. And she went up there that night and God healed her in her skin. And it really wasn't totally finished for that night. After we started on our way back, I took her and another lady to a place of eating where she was going back. And she had about 200 miles, I think, something like that to drive back. And she had all the unbelief and the Spirit of God was just there in my heart so powerfully. And I just told her, I said, you've got to come out of this unbelief. And about three or four times, I guess God really touched her. Because you know that lady now, I want to say she's a beautiful lady. God's healed her. And people have seen that her life has changed so much that she's got a ministry of touching people. And that's really what it's all about, is touching people. Now, if I had done any of this in myself, it would not, I would have seen that today. You pastors, try and do these things in yourself, and it don't work. You got problems. Self comes in there. That's the bigger problem. But you try doing it in these areas, and you're going to lose. And we really don't have enough time to lose. God's in for winners. God's not looking for losers. So we must live righteously in this last hour, being moved upon by God's Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit knows all, is all. He will not withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. He has all truth. He is not a liar that could lie, but he tells truth one by one, over and over and over, and he'll set you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to worry no longer. You can walk in God's blessing. You can walk in his canopy of love. You can walk in victory. You can walk in his promises. You can be determined to do the will of God and to be becoming a vessel of God, a vessel of praise. But you got to learn not to bury your talent. You out there, Holy Ghost Spirit, you need to go out and uplift that talent this day, because you're going to be responsible for that talent when you walk into heaven. You need to at least have it invested in some kind of tangible something that will help you when you walk before God in that day. You may not earn, but you know, you can't lose anything either. But you're going to lose a lot if you don't salvage this day that you can't bury it no longer. You've got to keep it. But Spirit of God, that you might be alive and real and walk productively in this last hour, that you might walk in his fullness. And you got to do like I do in the gym. You got to keep on every day, even though you don't feel like it. Even though you get to where you have aches, pains, and whatever it is. My right leg hurts many times, and I got to just keep going. I can't worry about a little pain. I just got to keep going ahead. And that's what we are. We're living out a time when we got to live spiritually in such a way that we're determined to make heaven our home. We don't care what the Protestant churches say that they may not believe in no move of the Spirit. I believe in all move of the Spirit. I believe in the God. I believe in every promise, every chapter, every verse is mine. God has a place for each one that's coming to victory, coming to his promises. Walk. Therefore, we're justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. God has a place for each one of us to walk in his umbrella of faith. We might walk in his liberty. Where his liberty is, there is freedom. And we need freedom this day. And God bless you people. I pray that God will bless mightily upon you this day. But go out and bury your talents this day. We'll put it into the things of the Lord this day in a mighty way. And I want to encourage you this day. I want you to walk in victory this day. I want you to walk determined to do the will of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Bless you all.